Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned the Afnun Gimel of Masechtas Yuma. Some of the topics we learned about today. The Gemara will continue discussing the Avodas HaKetores of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Gemara will also discuss the exit of the Kohen Gadol from the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the tefillah that he offers to Hashem when he exits. This leads to a discussion of some relevant halachas related to tefillah in general. The next Mishnah will describe the Zrikas Adam of the Par Kohen Gadol, as well as the Shechita and subsequent Zrikas Adam of the Sar Lashem. Some of the key topics and concepts that we learned about today include Mala Oshin is a spice that must be added to the Keteris because it is what causes the smoke of the Keteris to go up in a straight column. Evan Shasiyah was a rock in the center of the Kodesh HaKadoshim known since David Shmuel, which protruded from the ground 3 finger breadths. In the first Beis HaMikdash, the Aron stood on the Evan Shasiyah. In the second Beis HaMikdash, they did not have the Aron, and Yom Kippur, the Machta of Coals, was placed directly on it. Kematzlev. The Kohen Gadol sprinkles the blood toward the Pareches on Yom Kippur, Kematzlev, like one who is using a whip. According to Rashi, this means that each sprinkle is slightly lower than the one before. According to Tosfos, the first sprinkle was with the palm of the Kohen Gadol facing up, and the next 7 with the palm facing down, similar to how one holds a whip